Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
How many do you, if you have any idea, how many are actually lined up then to speak today from the public?
Well, I hear there's roughly 280, could be over 300 people.
Now, how much difference can anybody expect this to make? Again, you know, the mayor has invited these people down, but yep. Is it reasonable to expect that whatever the council or the executive hears today from them is going to make a difference from the committed, I guess, philosophy that's been demonstrated so far to make the kind of cuts?
Well, out of the 280 people that are registered, I would imagine 250 of them are, controlled by the union. So anyways, what we're going to do is we're going to stay focused on paying down the $774 million. And looking at turning the city around financially.
Well, you say you gather that many are from the union. Do you know? Or?
Well, you know something, John? It's the same suspects that show up every single time. When I was out in Etobicoke doing the core service review, there's roughly about 90-some-odd people in the room. I went around and asked every single person. They were at tables. I found two people from Etobicoke and the rest from downtown. The hardworking people, they're paying taxes day in and day out. We're looking at 10% efficiencies. And 10% efficiencies from the government isn't asking too much. And you think the world's coming to an end asking for 10% efficiencies. And these are the same folks that got us in this trouble in the first place. So we're just trying to correct the problem, put money back into the taxpayers' pockets, and straighten out the mess that we're facing right now.
No, I guess you've been pretty clear about that. I guess just looking to today, you know, the public has the impression that there are enough people coming down there to express some concern over the size of cuts, say, to police or to public health. There may be some difference of opinion between what kind of efficiency you find in those sectors and what some of the public think might be too much in those sectors to affect the kind of service that they expect. But I guess what you're saying is that the people who are showing up today are irrelevant.
No, I didn't say that. I said a lot of them are orchestrated by the unions. I see them at every single meeting, the same suspects. And, if someone can come up with a better way of coming up with $774 million without finding 10% efficiencies, we'd like to hear about it. And there are some good ideas coming forward, but we're facing that pressure, and we have to deal with it, John. And these are the same folks that are down there all the time. So
why would the mayor call for anybody and everybody to come down?
John, he wants the input. All I'm saying, out of 2.6 million people, 280 people show up, a tremendous amount of them, the vast majority of them, are from the union. That's plain and simple. I'm used to this down there, that, the union members have their own special desk right inside their committee rooms, and they sit there taking attendance for all their members to show up. You need to be down there, John, and see what goes on.
Well, no, I have been around there. I've seen the debates that do take place. And then you get people like Margaret Atwood. I mean, now that I've got you on with me, I haven't had a chance.
I have no comment about Margaret Atwood. This is about $774 million, and that's what we have to find. And we're going to find it, and we're going to turn the city around financially and reallocate the money to people that need it. I think people are losing track that we're paying $450 million a year servicing that debt. If we don't do one single thing, do not spend one penny from now till the end of our term, it's going to jump up to $4.3 billion and paying $630 million a year in servicing that debt.
Okay. We're also reading today, Doug, the annual report from the Civic Action Committee. This is the former City Summit Alliance, headed up by John Tory. They're calling for a third way, a middle ground, a more regional approach to government here in the GTA, somewhere between what they describe as a slash and burn and a status quo. Is there any value there for council to take into account what those civic leaders have met over and discussed?
Yeah, I think it's important. I have the utmost respect for John Tory, and I think they've come up with some good ideas. But we're going to review it as we're reviewing everything now, and we're going to make some decisions. But today is going to be a long day. There's 280 folks there. They're all going to be taking 5 minutes plus questions. So I imagine it's going to go on for a couple days around the clock.
Okay, thanks for joining us and explaining it all.
Thanks, John. You have a good one.